This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is calling on Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito to recuse himself from cases related to the 2020 presidential election results. The Democratic chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee points to a New York Times report that an upside-down American flag was seen at the conservative justice's house in January 2021, a symbol used to falsely claim Joe Biden stole the presidency. Durbin says it creates the appearance of bias for Alito. A coalition of interfaith leaders will gather at the Chicago Temple downtown this weekend to honor a Palestinian-American boy who was fatally stabbed in suburban Plainfield last year. Wade Al-Fayoumi was just 6 years old when police say his neighbor attacked him in an anti-Muslim hate crime. Reverend Michael Wolf is one of the organizers.
This event is really important because it shows Wadi's life matter and his memory matters. And it doesn't just matter to Muslims or Palestinians, but it matters to people of all faiths. It matters to people of no faith.
The coalition will sign a letter of support for a congressional bill in Wadi's name that would honor his legacy and affirm the First Amendment right of all Americans to freely express their religion or ethnicity. Credit monitoring agencies wouldn't have access to some medical debt information under a bill Illinois lawmakers just approved. My colleague Alex Stegman reports Democratic State Representative Maurice West of Rockford carried the measure. It would not allow past due medical debt to be reported to agencies like Experian or TransUnion unless it was put on a credit card that's also used for non-healthcare purchases. West says medical care in the United States is really expensive.
Medical debt is not a predictive of someone's credit worthiness. People should not be kept from earning a living or having a place to live just because they got sick in a society where healthcare remains unaffordable for many.
The measure passed both the House and Senate unanimously and now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker for final approval. Red Orchid Theater's Turret is extending its run through June 22nd. The play stars Oscar-nominated actor Michael Shannon, who got a start in Chicago. Written by playwright Levi Holloway, the play takes place in an underground bunker. Shannon is also a co-founder of Red Orchid Theater. Weather for today, sun and clouds, cooler by the lake, highs in the upper 70s dropping to low 70s in the evening. Tonight, dense fog and spots, otherwise clear, low of 57. Saturday, sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.